In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only He can release my feet from the snare. Oh, come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Eyes, they need light. Eyes need light to see. Light bounces off of things, is focused through lenses, and slams into retinas, setting off electrical signals to the brain. We call all of that seeing. Eyes do nothing to receive the light that comes into them. Eyes add nothing to the light, nor do they produce light in and of themselves. They're totally passive, utterly given to. Without light, then, eyes don't work. They're blind. There is no sight. The question that confronts us this morning is, how can eyes that are blind be ever on the Lord? How can eyes that are blind be fixed on Jesus? And the answer that comes from today's text is that Jesus is the light of the world, God's light shining into the darkness. And so in other words, without Jesus, we are blind. But with Jesus, we see, because Jesus is the light of the world. You know, whenever disaster strikes, things like earthquakes and floods and fires and tsunamis and terrorist attacks, when our defenses are down and our attention is diverted, we look for help outside of ourselves. Who will rescue us from the darkness? After the 9/11 attacks, Christian churches noted a stark rise in the weekly attendance. God got our attention, at least for a while, but then life returned to what we call normal. Back to work, back to play, the old familiar routines. We adapted once again to the desolation and the death. We accommodate ourselves to the darkness and to our blindness, if you will. The Bible tells us that we are conceived and born in the blind darkness of sin. But you know us, we have learned very well. We've learned how to grope our way around in the darkness without bumping into things too often. That is, until someone moves the furniture and the familiar things of our lives are rearranged or taken away from us. Then we begin to sense the fear, the paralysis, the realization that we can't see. We don't know where we're going. We're lost. We need to be guided by the hand, led like the blind out of the darkness and to the light. In Isaiah chapter 42, God says, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them. You see, God has mercy. He promises to guide the blind from the darkness into the light of His divine love. He will turn the darkness of our death into light and life. He will make the rough places smooth so that we can walk without the fear of stumbling. Jesus does that. Jesus is the light of the world. He makes blind men see. He opens their eyes so that they can see Him for what He truly is, the Son of Man, Son of God, the Savior of the world, their Savior, our Savior, your Savior. And so Jesus opens the eyes of the man born blind. Actually, he opens them twice. First, by anointing his eyes with mud and having him go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Then, the man born blind could see with his eyes. But then he opens them again, spiritually speaking, by preaching the word into his ears that said, "I am he, your Savior." Then the man could see with his faith. He believed and he worshiped Jesus. First, Jesus made his eyes work. Then he gave him faith, the ability to see Jesus as his Savior. You know, before God opens our eyes to his light, he makes them even blinder than they already are. He preaches the law. He puts mud in our eyes. He shows us who we are and what our life is like without him. And we are mud. He takes that law and he shoves it in our face before our eyes. He shows us our sin and our sinfulness. He shows us how dark the darkness really is without his light. He reminds us that we are mud, and to that mud we will return in death. He makes our blindness into utter, deep, and total darkness so that we will become totally dependent on him. But then comes the washing and the cleansing and the healing and the sight. Jesus leads the blind man with mud in his eyes to the water with his word. "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam." And the blind man went and he washed and he came back seeing. His eyes worked as they had never worked before. And we think, how can water do such things? How can water heal the eyes of a man born blind? Well, you know, remember your catechism. It is not the water indeed that does them, but the Word of God which is in and with the water that does these things. It wasn't the water of the pool of Siloam that healed the eyes of the man born blind. It was the Word of Christ connected to the water. It's with the law in our eyes that we see who we really are. We see how blind we are in our sinfulness. We see how we have, in fact, turned away from the light. But the light, the law, ultimately drives us to the water. Like the man born blind, we're led to the water, the living baptismal water of Jesus, the pool of the one who was sent by God, the pool that flowed from Jesus' pierced side as he hung dead on the cross with our sins. And so holy baptism is a cleansing and renewing water with the Word of Christ, a washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit. In baptism, you and I are enlightened with the Spirit's gifts. We hear the Word of Christ calling us and forgiving us and renewing us and keeping us. And we are brought out of the darkness then into his marvelous light as children of the light. Now at the end of our text, you'll remember that the man born blind winds up being insulted by the religious authorities. He's tossed out of the synagogue, excommunicated, all because Jesus healed him on a Sabbath. Life would never be the same for him. The truth is, it never is when Jesus meddles in your life. Because where Jesus is, there his holy cross will be also. To be washed by Jesus, to be given sight and healing and faith and life and salvation all in his name, is to become a targeted enemy of the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Just ask that man born blind. It means that we won't have a moment's rest or peace in this world. But it means that we already have an eternity's peace awaiting. Awaiting the day that Jesus comes in glory for what? For every eye to see. Jesus has done it by giving his life, his body and blood for you. In his holy name, amen.